Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Before we go, we have one thing to do to make yours and our Super Bowl weekend complete. The moment has come to announce the winner of our Super Bowl halftime recipe contest. For a cold spectator, game temperature estimated to be in the low 40s at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, we've got some relief from nachos and cold pizza, a soup or something piping hot to go in a bowl. So many submissions. We are grateful for your participation, but let's remind you of the final four hot offerings selected by our judge, Dan Pashman, founder and host of the Sporkful podcast. There was that exotic roasted pistachio soup from Jay in Torrey, Utah.
That is rich, creamy.
Nutty,
decadent.
There was Joanna from Pulaski, Tennessee's lovely sweet potato and eggplant curry.
It's got a nice slow burn that I really like.
There was the meaty soup jumu, Haitian beef stew from Elle in New York City, made with butternut squash and a whole host of other vegetables.
The beef is very soft and tender, exactly as you'd want it in any great stew.
And Mary from Hopkins, Minnesota, gave us the three-meat fantastic chili that bears her name.
Smoky, rich, could use a little more kick. I'm on the fence about the bacon.
Dan, you have to select the number one hot soup or bowl tasty recipe for our listeners now. Our finalists are standing by, but just to enhance the suspense, you've had some fun here. Looks like you may have even gained a few pounds.
I have, which is the very definition of fun, isn't it?
So before we announce the winner, describe the criteria that you used, because we had nearly 100 recipes. There was a lot to whittle down here. I mean, practicality, did that weigh into the matter? Was it all about taste? What do you think?
It was mostly about taste and the physical effect the food is going to have on your stomach and body. So we wanted something that was going to be hearty but not too heavy. I mean, the Super Bowl, from the start of the broadcast to the end of the game, is 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
So you don't want something that's going to have you asleep on the couch at halftime. But at the same time, if you're out there in the cold, you want something that's going to sustain you.
There were a couple of honorable mentions here. I was actually rooting for the, like, lambs to the slaughter, what was it, shepherd's pie?
Right.
Why didn't
right.
that make it?
Part of me just felt like, I know we're saying soup or bowl, and I just felt like there's a certain degree of portability that is implied in that. And to me, shepherd's pie is a sit down at the dinner table kind of thing.
All right, you're right. Turn up the heat, spicy chocolate cobbler didn't make it. I thought that was pretty inventive.
That one was probably the one that I was sorriest to leave out, but I just felt like, as much as I liked the idea of having a sweet dish in the mix, I also felt like you don't want to eat cobbler at kickoff. Inevitable crash.
Ira from Memphis, Tennessee submitted Titanic beef stew. The name was good, but the recipe?
I wanted variety in the four that I chose, and the soup jumu, this Haitian-style beef and pumpkin or squash soup, felt similar to that, but this just sort of seemed like, one of the criteria you laid out, which I sort of took seriously, was let's find some new approaches here.
Right.
And that just felt like another type of beef stew that was a little bit different.
Which might explain why hot dogs, baked beans, and buttered noodle recipe submitted by Jim in Malvern, Pennsylvania didn't make it. Intriguing, but probably not trailblazing enough for us.
Perhaps not, but I almost wanted that one in there just for the sake of contrast. It was like that was like the simplest recipe. Literally a five-year-old could probably make that dish. And I like the idea of having something that simple in there, but I just felt like it's hard to put that up against some of these other
It was slightly in the college dorm cuisine category there. But we thank Jim from Malvern, Pennsylvania. We thank Ira from Memphis. Everyone should be proud of their entries. And Libby in Portland, the turn up the heat spicy chocolate cobbler. Well, this is our moment, dude. This is it. You got to decide.
This is really intense.
We got the final four. We've mentioned all the honorable mentions. The Super Bowl looms before us.
Have we run back through the final four again?
Let's just do that. All right. The final four. Roasted pistachio soup from Jay in Torrey, Utah. L, New York, submitted soup jumu, a pumpkin soup. Some from Haiti, I guess, is the cuisine. Right?
That's right. Pumpkin with beef.
Right. And Mary's fantastic chili. Mary submitted that in Hopkins, Minnesota. And Joanna from Pulaski, Tennessee, submitted sweet potato and eggplant curry, a slightly ricey dish there. All right, go for it.
Well, John, these were all delicious dishes and quite enjoyable to eat and really all fit the basic criteria that we laid out. So congratulations to them all, and all the recipes can be found at thetakeaway.org. And so I'm going to have to crown the roasted pistachio soup the winner.
Let me taste it. You nailed it.
You like that?
That's the flavor.
It's
the unusual flavor. It's different. It's like, man, I had this amazing thing on Super Bowl Sunday, roasted pistachio soup.
It's rich, it's creamy, but it's not so heavy. And what I like about it, it's the kind of thing that could pair well with other foods. You could eat a little bit of it before the game to line your stomach, a little bit at halftime to restore you. Maybe you're not going to eat a gallon of it because it's decadent, but there's a lot to eat at the Super Bowl.
Now, in this era of everybody posts their recipes and you can Google everything and get a recipe, I mean, how hard is it to judge originality here?
Well, we did not state that people had to have conceived these recipes on their own. In fact, the recipe for soup jumu, as I was researching, it looked like it came from Savour magazine, which is fine.
Which is fine.
Right.
It's your favorite. It's your impression.
Really, yeah. I think part of what we're crowning when we crown a takeaway listener here is that you heard the criteria that we laid forth. And you chose the recipe from your recipe cabinet that fit those criteria just right. And that requires skill in and of itself.
Dan Pashman, thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks, John.
Oh, what fun. Dan Pashman, founder and host of the podcast The Sporkful and judge of our WNYC Takeaway Soup or Bowl contest. So, Jay Banta. Jay.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. How confident were you that that pistachio soup was the winner?
Well, I tell you, it's a great soup. I got to come clean. It's my son's recipe. He's a professional chef in San Francisco, and it's my favorite of all the things of his he's ever cooked.
Oh man, you're like Vermeer. You use a camera, right? You had a secret weapon. Congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate that. He's a great chef, and this is a great soup.
Well, it's great for you to be able to sort of sing his praises on our air. Are you going to have some of that soup for the Super Bowl?
I have it at least once a month, and I might whip some up. I haven't quite made a decision yet. I like it for a holiday soup.
All right. To Jay Banta, takeaway listener in Torrey, Utah, who submitted the roasted pistachio soup recipe. Jay, your Super Bowl tickets are in FedEx. You should pick them up today, all right?
All right.
You're going to have to make your own way to East Rutherford, New Jersey. Sorry, dude.
I'll figure something out.
Thanks so much. That's the end of our Soup or Bowl Challenge, folks. Find the recipes for all our finalists' hearty halftime meals online at thetakeaway.org. Our thanks to Dan Pashman and to Jen Poyant, who helped cook all of the fabulous food for us. What will you be eating this weekend? Any snacks? Part of your Super Bowl Sunday tradition? Share with us. Portland, Oregon oysters. When I was a boy, my Latino father used to break out canned oysters with white onions, hot yellow peppers, cooked over hot oiled skillet with corn tortillas. We'd watch the game, savoring and eat those delicious bivalves.
My favorite Super Bowl tradition is making my pulled pork sliders because I love cooking the pork and my loved ones love eating it.
Hi, my name is Brandy from Portland, Oregon, and every year for the Super Bowl, my friends and I order 100 hot wings from our favorite hot wing place. You would never, ever order 100 hot wings for any reason other than the Super Bowl.
100 hot wings. Give us your Super Bowl cuisine tradition, 8778MYTAKE. Send us a tweet at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Go Seahawks. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
Soup or bowl shuffle.
The Takeaway is supported by the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.